At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. President Trump is still popular with Texas Republicans. 79% of them who responded in the latest University of Texas Tribune poll said they approve of the job the president's doing. 92% of Democrats disapproved. 55% of independent voters approved of Trump's performance. The president got better marks from men and white voters than from any other demographic. However, nearly two-thirds of Texas voters said the country's more divided since Trump took office. Today is the deadline for U.S. cities to turn in their bids to host Amazon's proposed second headquarters. KERA's Christina Martinez reports.
The Dallas Regional Chamber and the Fort Worth Chamber have been working with area cities to form a combined regional pitch for Amazon. Details on that pitch are scarce, but the Dallas Business Journal reports about a dozen North Texas cities have submitted possible sites for consideration. Amazon's looking at metro areas with more than a million residents, a business-friendly environment, and access to mass transit and an international airport. The online retail giant already has four fulfillment centers in North Texas. A second headquarters would bring an estimated 50,000 new jobs. Amazon's expected to make a decision sometime next year. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Irving-based Fluor has won a federal contract to help restore power in hurricane-damaged Puerto Rico. Since Hurricane Maria struck a month ago, about 86% of the island remains without power. Fluor's role in the reconstruction wasn't immediately clear, although it's often hired for major infrastructure projects locally and globally. Fluor has a long history with Puerto Rico. The company was a contractor on the island's first oil refinery, which opened in 1955. More recently, Fluor provided engineering, construction, and other services for a coal-fired power plant that provides 17% of the island's electricity. The first feature-length film of the sound era was 1927's The Jazz Singer. Since then, Hollywood has produced a steady stream of musicals. Our big screen team talked with an SMU professor about the evolving definition of a musical film.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today our guest is Sean Griffin. He's a professor of film and media arts at SMU and the author of Free and Easy, A Defining History of the American Film Musical Genre. Sean, welcome back.
Hi, glad to be back.
So I feel like we should begin with the definition of terms, because one of the topics you discuss in the book is how we define musicals. So I'll ask you, what constitutes a musical?
Well, I'm going to bat it back over at you, because this is a game that I often play when I teach a course on the musical, is I spend the very first class session asking that question of my students, what they think a musical is. So what do you think a musical is?
My feeling is the songs have to be a driver of the plot.
Do they have to be performed among the characters, or can a song on the soundtrack move the plot along?
I feel like you're asking the wrong guy.
Well, no, because I often am very inclusive in terms of what I think can be count or not count. From my opinion, the musical hasn't died. I think what people often think of as what counts as a musical has shrunk over the decades, that the answer I'd normally get is movies where people sing or dance when they should be talking or they should be just walking down the street. And that's a really narrow conception.
Do you differentiate between Broadway shows that are adapted for the big screen and musicals that were conceived of and have only existed as movies?
Not always necessarily, because there's a lot of crossover that a number of people who started off as writing for music or scripts for the movies moved over to Broadway and vice versa, that there's a lot of cross influence.
It strikes me that Disney is by and large the biggest purveyor of movie musicals these days.
Disney definitely has been the studio that's kept the genre, been the torchbearer for the genre since I would say with Little Mermaid. I think why the cartoons have survived while live action musicals kind of faded away is that it's a cartoon, that there's a sense of like, well, it's a cartoon, anything can happen. I think the resistance that lots of people have to this narrow definition of is that they're singing when they should be talking, and this is weird and I don't like it idea. And that's, for some reason, people are willing to suspend disbelief with a cartoon.
So word on the street is that you sometimes sing in class. I'm wondering how this comes about and if you might give us a little sampling.
I usually tend to sing at least once in every class. When I teach the musical class, I often sing more than that. One thing that I do think all the different musicals, whatever your definition is, do share in common is that I think it's a very American genre, that it talks about individual freedom, the ability to dance on the ceiling or dance with a cartoon or sing, you know, at the drop of a hat. But also it's very involved in the bringing together of community, which I think is very American of we are united in our independence. So I guess one of the ways I can talk about this is very appropriate for this time of year. Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. It's dollars to donuts in our state fair. It's the best state fair in our state. And that's about community. It's our state fair.
So I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you, the author of a book on the history of movie musicals, if you have a favorite, and if so, why?
Yes, my favorite is Singing in the Rain, or Singin' in the Rain.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's my favorite movie because it's a musical, but it's a musical about people making movies, making movie musicals. So it just
kind of has everything,
just
right?
Just stands to reason, yeah, that a movie about making musicals is going to be my favorite movie.
Sean Griffin, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm always happy to be here.
Thanks, Sean.
Good morning. Good
morning. Sean Griffin's new book is called Free and Easy, A Defining History of the American Film Musical Genre. In the forecast, partly sunny skies, a high near 82. Look for temperatures to drop to around 65 overnight. And then tomorrow, 30% chance with a high near 82. It's 61 degrees in Dallas, 60 in Fort Worth.